Welcome in to the Friday Drive at 5. Let's Talk Recovery. I'm Jenny Bushkell. We want to welcome you in to the Vaughn Pharmacy Studios of Joy 620 WRJZ this Friday afternoon. And it is beautiful out there, Dave. And this is a place where we want you to find hope and encouragement. And we want to have you go with us all the way home today. So
yeah, without viewing this eclipse, okay? I'm sick of hearing this.
You should put your glasses on.
I have heard about this all week. Eclipse. It just rings in my head like a bad record.
We're going to teach you how to get those thoughts out of your head today.
Well, a vacuum cleaner would be a good start.
Okay. Well, listen, you need to stick with us. Let me tell you what we're doing today. We have a very special guest this afternoon.
We've been talking about this woman.
Yes,
oh, yeah, we have.
Yes, we have, and you've been doing a great job with promos.
And her ears are burning, too.
I hope they are. She is a speaker, an author, a mom, a wife, and she's amazing. Her name is Jennifer Rothschild, and she is the author of 14 books. And many, many people have done the study, Me, Myself, and Lies. And so, Jennifer, we are so excited you're coming to Knoxville area to First Baptist Church of Lenore City in September, and welcome in this afternoon.
Well, thanks. I'm so glad to hang out with my friends in Tennessee. You know, I don't get to be called Jennifer Rothschild very often.
Yes, I know. You heard me catch that.
I did. I heard your accent there. Good job.
And, you know, this is really funny because I went in and said, Dave, now, this is how you spell it, but this is not how you say it.
Y'all had to practice.
We've been practicing. Actually, we've all done really good because we've had opportunities to do some promos, and we're all excited about that. But, yes, you do have the silent S. So.
I do. Well, I am so glad to be coming. Seriously, I'm so glad to be coming to your part of the country in September. But I am really glad that we get to have a conversation today. I know the Lord has prepared this conversation and exactly who needs to hear it. I just know the Lord's going to bless our time.
Oh, well, I agree with that. So we are sisters now in agreement, and we're excited. So I want to tell the audience a little bit about you and your family life and just a little bit so they can kind of get to know you.
Well, sure. You know, one of the things that most people don't know about me is that I'm blind. And I wasn't born blind. I lost my sight as a teenager. I was 15 when I became legally blind, and I was diagnosed with a disease called retinitis pigmentosa. And the disease was degenerative, so it wasn't super obvious at first. You know, my grades began to suffer. I started to fall down the stairs a lot. I would knock things over. I'd run into people. I really thought I was just clumsy or dumb until it became obvious that what was happening is that I couldn't see. And so I remember being in the eye hospital when they diagnosed this disease, and they told my folks that enough of my retinas had deteriorated that I was declared legally blind. Mm. But what would continue to happen is that over the coming years, I would continue to lose my retinas, which meant I would continue to lose my eyesight. And the prognosis was total blindness, you know. So there I was, 15 years old, bright future ahead of me, and suddenly it was draped in shadows. But the really amazing thing is I'm now in my 50s, early 50s, barely in my 50s. And I've lived in physical darkness longer than I ever lived in physical light. And I can say truly, with full integrity, blindness is the hardest thing I deal with every single day. But it's also been this place where I have really seen God's grace and God's goodness. And, you know, if I had to sum it up into one phrase, it would be this. You know, that old hymn that so many of us know and love, "It Is Well With My Soul." Well, that's one of the first songs I played when I first lost my eyesight, because I play the piano by ear. And so the phrase that I just am always drawn to is that phrase, that it is well with my soul. And the reason is because it's not always well with our circumstances. And for lots of us, it may never be well with our circumstances. But because of Christ, it can be well with our souls.
That is so beautiful and put so beautifully. And I know that just from my own life experiences and others that I've spoken with in my own small group, that it's in the hard things that we truly, when we allow ourselves to let God use those hard things, that we truly see Him in a unique way.
You know, what's amazing to me is that there's so much we're afraid of, you know, that we dread. I've met people who will say, oh, I could never be blind. I could never, I'm so afraid of this. I'm so afraid of that. And what I've begun to realize is it's in those things often that we dread the most that we can experience the life we've only dreamed of, you know, the life that is so close to Christ that gives us perspective we may not have had, a sense of intimacy with Him that is far greater than anything we would have ever lost. And so I'm just so convinced that when stuff happens, you know, it could be a disease. It could be a relationship that ends or fails in a way you never expected. I mean, there's just stuff that hurts. But all that stuff, we can either use it in our lives to become this wall that we build that separates us from God and other people, or we can just lay it down and say, God, I don't like it, but I accept what you've allowed. And so when we lay it down, it becomes this bridge. And that's a bridge that connects us to God and connects us to each other. And that's the kind of life we've really all dreamed of.
Oh, that is so well put. I love to hear that. There's so many times that we kick ourselves for doing things. And that's, of course, one of the things that you've written about. Where we start saying these negative things to ourselves, like, you idiot, instead of saying, look at this bridge. God is going to take what you have gone through and allow it to become a ministry in a way, to speak into other people's lives who may have done similar things and can heal from that through those words.
Well, yeah, and that's why the words we say, Jenny, are so critical. They're so important. Because the words we speak, not only to other people, but to ourselves, can really begin to shape the life we live. There's this quote I have in the front, in the first couple pages of my book, Me, Myself, and Lies. It's by an Anglican pastor named John Stott. And he wrote this. He said, if you sow, as in plant, if you sow a thought, you will reap an action. If you sow an action, you'll reap a habit. If you sow a habit, you will reap character. And as you sow your character, you reap your destiny. Mm. So in other words, the destiny that we're living right now, we can trace back to the thoughts that we think or the things that we say to ourselves, because Proverbs 23 said it better than John Stott. As a person thinks, so is he. And so that's why it's so important. You know, we can't always change the things in our lives that happen to us, but we can certainly change our attitude about them. And that begins in the way we talk to ourselves.
One of the things you said right after that, you said the life we long to live begins with our thoughts.
Yeah.
And we self-sabotage ourselves, don't we?
Oh, my goodness, do we ever. I was an expert at it.
Well, I have been there.
Haven't we all? You know, I remember the morning I woke up, and I was just, before I even got out of bed, I was beating myself up. Oh, Jennifer, you're not a good mom. You shouldn't have said that to your husband. Why don't you give your toddler more attention? You need to be more strict with your teenager, and bomb, ba bomb. I mean, it was just using my words against me as a weapon. I remember getting out of bed and finally getting the kids off to school, and I sat at the table with a cup of Earl Grey tea, and I remember asking the Lord, what is wrong with me? I'm happy, really, on the surface, but there's this undertow that's just constantly pulling me down. And it was as if I sensed the Lord saying to me, until you control your thoughts control you. And that's the best way to control your thoughts, is to begin to monitor what you say to yourself. So I kind of looked at it this way, Jenny. It's like I've got a thought closet. You've got a thought closet. Everyone hearing my voice has a thought closet. And it's full of everything we've ever said to ourselves. You're such an idiot. You can't do anything right. Why do you always make the same mistake over and over? You'll never achieve this. And we put all that into our thought closets, and then we wardrobe our lives with it. And God didn't intend for us to be wardrobed with defeat or despair or bitterness. He wants us to be wardrobed with joy and peace and confidence. And that's why so many of us need to do some inventory in our thought closet and clean it out and restock it with the truth.
I laughed out loud when I read that because it was like, okay, so who wants to go get in the closet and start cleaning it out? Because, you know, when you do that, it sort of creates a big mess until you start getting it organized.
Yeah.
And so when I read that, I thought that was a great way to paint a word picture, to paint that picture that we could see exactly what you're talking about.
Well, and you know, I remember many years ago when Phil and I, my husband Phil and I, had only been married about 5 years, and we went to some marriage counseling, and the first thing the counselor said to us was, "Now I want to warn you, this could probably get worse before it gets better." And it's true. When you start cleaning out your thought closet, like you said, you make a big mess before you can start to get it cleaned up. And we never need to fear that, because it might look like things are getting more frustrating because we're acknowledging some things maybe that we've hidden in the back of our thought closets. But that's okay, because once something comes into the light, then it can no longer have the power that it used to have when it was hidden in the darkness. Mm-hmm. And when it's put in front of the light, then God can take it and redeem it and clean out that thought closet with us one thought at a time and replace one lie at a time with one truth at a time.
That's great. I love to hear that. Okay, I know you're coming in September the 15th and 16th. We can't wait to hear what you're going to be telling us, talking to us about. We did have opportunity to talk with you with Bob Bell one Monday morning. So I wondered if you wanted to share a little bit of, oh, well, never mind. He's given me a signal of 1 minute. So we'll just think about this when we come back in a minute, to share along these lines some of what you feel like that God wants you to tell today that you're getting ready to bring to Knoxville. But I also want to tell everybody that this next segment, we are going to give away 2 tickets. So be sure and listen. Come back. If you're having any trouble or you have to leave your radio, we have a free app. You can download the Joy 620 WRJZ app and listen anywhere in the world. So we're going to take a break. We'll be right back and hear more from Jennifer in just a minute. And welcome back to the Friday Drive at 5. Let's Talk Recovery. I'm Jenny, along with my guest this afternoon, author and speaker Jennifer Rothschild. And we are broadcasting here in the Vaughn Pharmacy Studios of WRJZ. The number here is 342-5620. And I guess I better say 865-342-5620, because you can listen anywhere now on our free mobile app. And we also want to thank our sponsor, Tennessee Machine Tool Supply. That was really hard for me this afternoon. Tennessee. Anyway, Jennifer, we're excited about you're going to be here at Lenore City at First Baptist Lenore City. Is it right? I said it right.
That's right.
September
yeah.
15th and 16th. And we're all excited. And here's what we're going to do this afternoon. For the first caller that calls in here, we're going to give away a set of tickets. That's 2 tickets to this event. And believe me, I'm so excited. Anybody that knows when I get excited, I'm really excited. I'm telling y'all. Because when you get an opportunity to hear someone who is really, your walk with the Lord is just so inspiring and amazing. And when you write, it's so good. It's just, we've enjoyed your books. And a lot of people have taken the course and used the book as a course, Me, Myself, and Lies. And also you do a teen one.
Yeah, I sure do. I've got a teen version of the book. And yeah, that's why when we we're coming with fresh, grounded faith to First Baptist Lenore City in September, it's going to be such a great time, because there's going to be some Bible teaching. But here's the cool thing. This is a women's event, but I always encourage gentlemen to be mindful of the women in their life, because, you know, this would be a great gift to a daughter, a daughter-in-law, a mom, a sister, a wife, to be able to say, here, sweet baby, have a weekend away. You go get refreshed, get with your girlfriends, because it really is a great weekend to just be with the Lord. And I'm going to have Bible teaching. Margaret Feinberg will be there. She has written a book called Fight Back with Joy. Mm-hmm. Michael O'Brien's leading worship. He was the lead singer for New Song for many years. The guy's an incredible vocalist. and worship leader. So it is going to be an incredible, refreshing event.
Well, I know it is. And any time that you get an opportunity to sit down with your girlfriends and just take a break from our everyday routine and busyness that we can kind of find the enemy getting us in, and just sit down and hear a word from the Lord, it's, you're going to be blessed. And that's, and I'm grateful for that. Okay, so the number here is 865-342-5620, and we'll take the first caller. And I know he's having problems in there right now with that phone. I don't know what's going on, but we'll go on. I want to just recap a little bit so that those of you joining us know that Jennifer is part of her amazing character and the way she's walked with the Lord. Part of it has been in blindness, which came from retinitis pigmentosis at 15. And Jennifer, I can only imagine that you said you have been in darkness more than you have been in light now, because as growing into an adult, but you have managed to play the piano, raise a family. You have a husband that helps you with this, Dr. Phil, your own Dr. Phil, as he says. And you continue to do to seek out to do your dream that God's called you to do. He's put that desire on your heart.
Yeah, and you know, I think for all of us, when things happen in our lives that seem like they're, you know, a detour. Sometimes we think the detour, which could be a physical situation, it could be illness, it could be maybe a constant challenge like depression, or maybe it could be a relationship situation. But we look at those things sometimes and we think, well, these are a detour off the path where I thought I was supposed to be walking. But often the detour is the path. It's what God uses to get us where he wants us to be. And so I've learned with blindness that I can embrace it. I may not enjoy it. I don't. It's hard. But I have recognized that God's character is so loving and so good that if this is what he has allowed in my life, then I'm going to embrace it and receive from it all that God intends, instead of fighting against it, complaining about it, being defeated by it, because it really is not the detour. Mm-hmm. I believe it's the path.
One of the things that I thought about when you were young and you began to lose that, how did that affect the way you were talking to yourself?
Oh, well, early on, you know, I had this, well, I was a teenager, first of all. I was 15, so I had this self-consciousness that all teenagers have. But then mine morphed and was like on steroids, because it was, oh, no, I bet people are looking at me. Oh, I bet I look so stupid. I'm not making eye contact. I bet I look so dumb right now. Boys aren't going to want to date me. Why would boys want to date me? I'm blind. And on and on. Just terrible things that I would say to myself. And here's the thing. It wasn't intentional. And that's the reason I wrote Me, Myself, and Lies, because we have to be intentional. Sometimes what we say to ourselves is just normal to us. And I remember telling a friend of mine that many years ago, and he said, yeah, normal like cancer, and it's killing you. And so we don't realize often the things we just have gotten into a habit of saying. And that's why we need to be mindful of the words we say. I always like to pray the scripture in Psalm 19, verse 14, Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, for you are my strength and my redeemer. Sometimes what's acceptable to us is just a bad habit. But what's acceptable to the God who loves us perfectly, he wouldn't want anybody talking about us the way we talk to us. And so when we line our words up with God's word and our standard becomes what's acceptable to him, then the words we speak to ourselves are words of life and peace.
I think what you just said is so important. We would never want someone to talk to us the way we talk to ourselves, and we would never want to talk to somebody else the way we talk to ourselves.
No, we wouldn't. And, you know, it's interesting, too. A lot of times we'll scold ourselves and be ugly to ourselves when we make a mistake or don't reach our own, usually, way too high standards. But if someone else were in the same situation, someone we love, we would give them grace. What a perfect example of how we need to treat ourselves. Give ourselves grace, the same kind of grace Jesus extends to us. You know, the Bible in John talks about Jesus as being full of grace and truth. And that doesn't mean half grace and half truth. That means 100% grace, 100% truth. And the words we speak to our own souls need to be words that are...
talked in one place about Jesus coming back to Nazareth and the synagogue and how the people were amazed at his gracious words. So he spoke with graciousness. And then a few verses later, Jesus was in the synagogue again in Capernaum. And you said they were amazed, which meant he had powerful words.
Yeah.
And I thought, what a great way to think about those two things, just those two things, before we speak.
Yeah, because words that are full of grace never lack authority. And words that are authoritative and truthful should never lack grace. And so that protects us from using the Bible as a weapon that beats us up. And it makes the Bible a tool that refines us and makes us into the character that we want to have and the character that God created for us.
Mm.
Really, our words need to be based on the truth of God's Word. You know, if we can't filter them through Philippians 4:8, which says whatever things are good and lovely and of a good report, dwell on those things. If our words can't filter well through Philippians 4:8, then we don't need to be speaking those words to anybody, including ourselves.
Mm. Well, I love that you said something when you said, you speak truth to your soul, you'll live out truth.
Yeah.
That's
great. What we want.
Yeah. Okay, we got to take a break. Let me tell you, the tickets are gone. I wish we had been able to have talked to them, but I think that's what you just told me, didn't you?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. It's a technical problem. It's kind of, it'll work one day and won't the next.
Okay, well, we're going to take a break. We'll see. I'll get my screwdriver in there and see what I can do. But the tickets are gone. But
get
hang
the
on,
because
we're going to do something else this third segment. And we'll be right back with Jennifer Rothschild in just a minute. Welcome back to the Friday Drive at 5. Let's Talk Recovery. I'm Jenny, along with my special guest this afternoon, author and speaker Jennifer Rothschild. And we are broadcasting here from the Vaughn Pharmacy Studios of WRJZ. And again, thank our sponsor, Tennessee Machine Tool Supply, for sponsoring our show. And we're sitting here, we're talking about really some of the things we do to self-sabotage ourselves. And earlier, Jennifer, I loved your word picture of an unseen undertow that tries to pull us backwards, denying us our chance of feeling free.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a, when I saw that and read that undertow, I thought, that's kind of that, the thing you don't really see, but it's destroying what you're trying to do. You're swimming against it.
Yeah, it's eating up your peace and you don't even realize it. And, you know, I grew up in Florida, and that was the one thing that we were always warned about, is the undertow, because when you first step into it, you don't notice it, and then you think you're stronger than it is until it sucks you down and you're powerless.
Mm.
And that's why the words that we speak to ourselves, they can form like an undertow that sucks us down without us even realizing it. And so the words we say to ourselves, we need to learn how to speak truth to ourselves. In fact, in my book, Me, Myself, and Lies, I don't really use the words positive self-talk and negative self-talk.
Yes.
I use the words constructive self-talk versus destructive. Because sometimes when we say something constructive to our souls that's truthful, it may not always feel super positive. Like I've had to say to myself in the past, you know, I've had to be real honest. Jennifer, you really have self-control issues when it comes to anger. You need to control your temper. Well, that's very constructive self-talk, but it might not feel positive. But when we speak constructive self-talk, it means we're basing it on the scripture, on the truth of God's word. And when we know the truth and when we live the truth, then we're set free from that dangerous undertow that wants to suck us down.
Mm. I want to do something right now too, Jennifer. And for those of you listening, we've already given away the two tickets, but we're going to give away one Fresh Grounded Faith book bundle and a tote. You have to be at the event, though, to redeem them there. So if you're planning on going, this is especially for you. And to win, you will need to text to this number I'm going to give you. You're going to text Joy Radio. It's J-O-Y-R-A-D-I-O. And it's going to be texted to this number, 44222. So 44222. I better not say it that way, Dave.
Let me help you out. It's 44222. Don't confuse me, okay?
Okay. So just remember this. You have to be at the event to redeem it, but if you will text that, we have a wonderful Faith book bundle and tote.
It is awesome. Wonderful bundle, and anybody would. I've seen it. It's nice, and in fact, I would like to. I'd like to take it home right now. I'd like to take it home right now, but
well,
I'm not.
I won't mention that it's a cute pink tote bag that you want to take home right now.
Well, I'll just give that to my wife, sweetie.
There you go.
She will love me forever for that.
There okay. you go,
Jennifer. I know. I want to ask you just a little glimpse into your message that you're bringing. I know that God's still probably giving you many things right now, but I wondered if you could just give us a little hint for our listeners this afternoon.
Well, when I come to Fresh Grounded Faith at First Baptist Lenora City in September 15 and 16, I'm going to be sharing about how to become unshakable. Because here's the thing, the world is pretty shaky right now, and we're basing the whole conference on Psalm 62, verse 6, which says that the Lord is our rock and our fortress, our salvation, and therefore we will not be shaken. So we're going to get super practical. I'm going to teach the ladies how to interview their own souls, because sometimes when we're really shaky, it's because there's areas of our lives that just we've let them go or let them get out of balance. And so we're just shaky for all sorts of practical reasons, physically, emotionally, mentally. And sometimes we're shaky because we're not where we're supposed to be, right? But but what I really want the ladies to understand is that sometimes when you're shaken, it's because you are exactly where God wants you to be. And there's a lot of liberty when you learn that lesson. We're going to explore Isaiah chapter 6. And I believe there's some women who are going to come into that conference, maybe a little confused, maybe a little discouraged, and they are going to leave with clarity that they've never had before, with a sense of confidence that they've longed for, a sense of emotional and spiritual stability that they need to take the next step, face the next thing. So I so hope that women will come join us at Fresh Grounded Faith on September 15th at First Baptist Lenora City. It is going to be a time of real refreshing and life change.
Now, Fresh Grounded Faith, you founded that ministry, is that correct?
I sure did. This is our 10th year of doing Fresh Grounded Faith around the country. We call them region-wide, kingdom-minded events. So even though we're going to be at First Baptist Lenora City, that church is graciously being the host venue, but there are other co-host churches that have joined together to bring the event because we want to bring unity to a community. So always not just me teaching. I'm always doing the Bible teaching, but I always have the perfect girlfriend blend, which is other artists and speakers. So Margaret Feinberg, who wrote Fight Back with Joy, will be with us in Lenora City, and so will Michael O'Brien, who is the lead singer of New Song. Mm-hmm. So it's a great combination of encouragement for the weekend. So I hope folks will go online and find their tickets at freshgroundedfaith.com. And I always encourage gentlemen to bless their wives and the ladies in their lives, daughters, daughter-in-laws, moms, with just the gift of a weekend away at a Fresh Grounded Faith event.
Well, I will certainly will want to continue to encourage people to get their tickets and to take the time. A lot of times, Jennifer, we think, well, I've got too much to do, or the enemy's going to give you too much to do that week. And sometimes you got to talk out loud to him, don't you?
Yeah. And you know what? Here's what I have to tell myself, because I always have something urgent. But not everything that feels urgent is important. And so I think sometimes we women have to realize that we're too busy not to take time to pull away spiritually. You know, when you're on an airplane, the flight attendant will always give the announcement that in the event of an emergency, a mask will drop. Put the mask on yourself first so that you're able to help the passenger who you're with. And so many women need to learn that we need to put on our mask first, which means sometimes take some time away and get spiritually refreshed, connect with other women in the Lord. Put that mask on first so that you're able to help those that you're with.
Okay, we got to take a break. This is the Friday Drive at 5. We'll be right back for this last segment, taking you home this Friday afternoon. Time's flying, but we'll be right back with Jennifer in just a minute. And welcome back to the Friday Drive at 5. Let's Talk Recovery. I'm Jenny, along with my very special guest this afternoon, author and speaker Jennifer Rothschild. And we are here in the Vaughn Pharmacy studio at WRJZ Joy 620. And we are going to take you home this last segment. And I just wanted to tell y'all again, first of all, Jesse that won the tickets, those tickets will be will call for you. And so we want to make sure you know that you can get them there, or whoever was getting them. You can call back to the station here because I want to get all the information from you at 342-5620. Just talk to Dave. Okay, so for those of you that want to get tickets, go to freshgroundedfaith.com. And please go ahead and get your tickets and get plans with your girlfriends. I got to tell you this little tiny bit, Jennifer, thinking of my girlfriends in my small group. I have two wonderful encouragers, and I hope I'm that encouraging to them. But we get together once a week, and we talk about what the Lord's taught us that week or showed us that week, or how he's shown up in the most unusual places and how we've done things that are out of our own comfort zone, where he leads us into things. And so I think it's important for us as women to find those women that will encourage you and walk beside you. One of my friends, Tiff, she's riding right now. And so I call her my rider. I say, okay, rider, because I want to speak into her that she, that's awesome. If that's where her desire is, I want to speak that into her.
Yeah.
And we do the same thing with Mary when we talk about the things she's getting ready to do. We speak that into them. So that they begin to say, oh, that's who I am. They may not believe it in their own self-talk, but maybe they'll believe it when they hear it from someone who loves them and wants to encourage them to do the desires of their heart, because God gives us that.
Oh, he sure does. And before, like Jeremiah said, before we were even born, the Lord had appointed us to something. It may be writer, it may be mom, it may be giver, it may be, there's a million things that the Lord has appointed us to, but yeah, you are so right. We need friends and people who will speak the truth to us when we can't speak it to ourselves, and we'll begin to agree.
Yes, and also we'll say, wait, stop. Do you hear what you're saying?
Yeah.
Why are you saying that to yourself?
Yeah. I actually had a friend say that to me. We were at dinner a couple of weeks ago. I wrote this book, Me, Myself, and Lies, and I still every now and then struggle. And I was saying something where I didn't even realize it at the time. And she stopped me. She goes, do you realize you're being mean to yourself?
Wow.
And I said, no, I didn't, but thank you. And I stopped being mean to myself and started giving myself the grace that I tell everyone else to give. So we need each other. And that's part of the reason we do Fresh Grounded Faith, quite honestly, because that way women can come together and be in a community of truth, because we're stronger and better together.
Yes, yes. And we are so excited to have you here. September 15th and 16th, Fresh Grounded Faith. Jennifer Rothschild will be giving us a word. And I know my small group that we're going to get into Isaiah, and we're going to start really letting the Lord speak to us in Isaiah 6 and see what he's telling us too, because I know that I would like to be prepared to hear what he has to say.
Oh, I love it. Well, listen, there's a lot of small groups of ladies out there. You can get tickets right now until Monday at the cheapest price possible. So if you buy your tickets before Monday or by Monday, then they're cheaper than they will be at the door. So, of course, we want to make it as affordable as possible to every woman so everybody can come.
Well, we'll certainly continue to let everybody know how to get tickets, and we also want to be praying for you, Jennifer, so that as
Thank
he you. Continues to prepare you for this, that we'll just kind of blanket you with prayer, and hope that you feel that you know that we are going to be doing that.
Oh, thank you. We sisters need each other. It's the body of Christ, brothers and sisters. We need to come together, and I appreciate that so much.
And
I'm praying that the Lord will move among us.
Yes, yes. Boy, what a prayer. You know, what you just said is so important, too, because when we come together, it's powerful, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness. And the devil hates unity. He hates it. But the Lord died for it, and his body was broken on the cross. And that's why we want to always stay one and be united and love each other so that we never break his body again. And this is a time when we can teach the world what love really looks like. and it's coming together as one. And so I hope women, at least we will begin to be able to do that together, all denominations, on September 15th and 16th at First Baptist Lenora City with Fresh Grounded Faith, because it really is a beautiful expression of unity.
Mm. I think that that's so true. The enemy goes after us when we're doing things that are going to be building up the kingdom and building up each other.
Yeah.
Well, listen, he's telling me we have 1 minute, so I want to tell you something. Tell Dr. Phil, Jennifer has her own Dr. Phil.
I do, yeah. He does not have a TV show, but he's a professor, and so I call him my own Dr. Phil.
But I love that his wife wrote the foreword for your book, Me, Myself, and Lies, and that was so, it was really good, and I'm not going to tell everybody what it says, because I'm going to let them get the book and read it, but it was really, really good, and I was very excited to read that. Okay, we're excited to see you. We'll be talking to you sometime between now and then, but I certainly thank you so much, Jennifer, for being with us this afternoon.
Thanks for letting me hang out. I can't wait to see you guys in Tennessee.
All right. And we want to thank our listeners for hanging out with us today, too. And we'll be back right here bright and early Monday morning on that bright day. Or it's going to get a little cloudy that day, or it's going to be a little action that day. Anyway, we'll be back Monday morning with Bob Bell Show. Have a great weekend.